Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aharon ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara is discussing the stira between the Mishnah and Tamid and the Mishnah and Midas about the location of the Lishkas Atloin. The Mishnah and Tamid says that it was B'miktsoya Marovis Tzvainis of the Beis HaMoiked, and the Mishnah Midah says that it was the Marovis Droimis of the Beis HaMoiked. And Rav Ado, Bereder of Yitzchok, answers, Aktuyi Mekatzia, Udaosim Mitzofen Mischazilei Bidarim, Udaosim Yidarim Mischazilei Bitzofen. It didn't reach all the way neither to the Tzofen corner nor to the Darim corner, and therefore if you were coming from the Darim and you were looking at it, it looked like it was in the Tzofen side, it looked like it reached all the way to the Tzofen. And if you're coming from the Tzofen, it looked like it was in the Darim corner, because you were able to see that it didn't reach all the way to the Tzofen corner. And the Gemara continues, Mistabra de Marovis Dreimis Havoi. It's Mistabra that it really was closer to the Dreimis Marovis corner, because the Gemara says there's a stira as far as the Mishnayis where the Lishkas Lechem Apanim was. And in order to answer the stira, the Gemara wants to say that the Mishnah in Midas was counting towards the right side, and the Mishnah in Tamid was turning towards the left. So if you'll say that the Lishkas Atloim was really B'marovis Dreimis, and you count towards the left, then the Lishkas Lechem Apanim will come out the Mizrachis Dreimis, which is what the Mishnah in Midas says as well. So the two Mishnayis won't be a stira. Now the Gemara says at the end, why is it that the Mishnah in Tamid counted to the Smol? We always say, Kol Pina Yishra'ata Poine Lo Yehiyu Elo Derech Yemin. And that the Gemara answers, Hani Mili Ba'avoido Aval Hocha Chushbuno Ba'almuhu. Here we're only making a cheshbin where the different lishakos were. We're not makbet to go to yamin. Now the Baal Amor over here explains. He says, it's only cheshbin of ba'alma, but still, wouldn't it have been better to make the cheshbin liyamin? Why did we dafka go to the smoil? And he says, because the ikar point of the Mishnah and Tamid is to talk about the tleh that they used for the carbon Tamid, that they sent a kohen to the lishkas atloim, and the Mishnah says that the lishkas atloim was b'tzvaynis ma'arovis. Like the Gemara explains, because when you come from the Dharm side, it seems that it was that way, the Tzvaynis Maravis. Actually, it was really the Dreimis Maravis. But once we said that Lishkas HaTzalayim was Tzvaynis Maravis, so the Lishka that was mentioned next was the Lishkas HaChaysamais. Why? The Baal Amor says, because that was really Tzvaynis Maravis. Once we're talking about the direction of Tzvaynis Maravis, we continued further to the left, to the Lishkas HaChaysamais, which was the room which was actually the corner of the Tzvaynis Maravis. And once we were going to the left already, we continued further to the left, all the way around, until we finally reached the Lechem Aponim, which was Dreimis Mizrachis. Now that we reached the Maskana of the Sugya, we know exactly where the four Lashakais were. Let's look back at the Mishnah in Midas, which the Gemara brings earlier, Tes Vavam and Beis. And the Mishnah says, Arba Lashakais Hayu Lebeis HaMikir Kiktoniais Hapsuchais Lachaklin. Shtayim Bekoidesh Vishtayim Bechoil. V'Roshi Paspasin Mavdil Ben Koidesh Lechoil. Two of these rooms were Bekoidesh, and two of them were Bechoil. Rashi over there says, Lebanam Tezvavim and Beis, because the Beis HaMoiked was Miktsasa Benuya Betoich HaZara, and that part was Mekudesh, and Miktsasa Bechoil, half of it was built Bechoil, so the rooms that were in that half were Choil, they were not Kodesh. Now which were the two rooms that were Kodesh, which were the two rooms that were Choil? So for that we have to know, where was the Lishkas Beis HaMoiked in relation to the HaZara? So Tosis by Yosan Yudzayin Amar Beis, in the middle of Dibar Maschol Veha Omar Mar, he says that the Mashmois of the Mishnah in Midas was that the Beis HaMoiked was on the Tzofen side of the Azara. It's actually a Mefurish Mishnah in Tamid Daf Lamid that the Beis HaMoiked was the Tzvaynis Ma'arovis of the Azara. We have to know why Tosis doesn't mention that Mefurish Mishnah. But Akoparim, according to what the Mishnah says, and according to what Tosis says, that it was B'Tzofen, so it would come out that the two Lashakais, which are towards the Tzofen, they would already be outside of the Azara. Because if the Beis HaMoiked was built half in the Azara and half out, and the Beis HaMoiked itself was on the Tzofen side of the Azara, so the Tzofen part of the Lishkas Beis HaMoiked would be out of the Azara, and the Darim part would be inside the Azara. And if so, the two rooms, the two Lishkas which were Kodesh, would be the Lishkas HaChaysamais and the small Beis HaMoiked, and the two rooms which would be inside the Azara, on the Darim side, would be the Lishkas Atzlaim and the Lishkas Lechem Aponim. Those rooms would be Kodesh with Kedushas Azara. And the Tveris Yisrael says Mufurish like this, in the first parak of Midas, Ois Mem Ches, and he says that the Lishkas Lechem Aponim and the Lishkas Atzlaim, those were the rooms which were Kodesh. And he gives a little bit of an explanation. He says, since these were actual karbonis, the lechem apanim went on the shulchan, and the tloim were actual behemoths for karbonis, so that was more mistaber that it should be kodesh, it should have kedushas ha'azara. Whereas the other two rooms, the chaysomis and the small beis hamikid, those they made b'chol, they were not mekadesh them. However, the Gain, in his Pirush Mishnayis, in Talmud Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel, he says otherwise. That's the Mishnah in Talmud that says that the Lishkas Atloim was Betzvainis Maravis, and the Gain quotes our Gemara that actually it was really Dremis Maravis, just for someone coming from the Dharam side, it seemed like it was Tvainis Maravis. And he says, nearly, that the Psicha, the entrance to this Lishkas Atloim, was from the Sofen side of the Lishka. In other words, one got inside the Lishkas HaTlaim from the Beis HaMikdash into the Lishkas HaTlaim, but not from the Durham side of the Lishkas HaTlaim, from the Tzofen side of the Lishkas HaTlaim. And therefore the Gain says, since you came in, you entered from the Tzofen side, and the area of the Beis HaMikdash which you entered from, that was part of the Beis HaMikdash which did not have Kedusha. Like we said, the Beis HaMikdash was half-half, half Kedush and half Chol. The part that, of the Beis HaMikdash, that from there you entered the Lishkas HaTloim, that was Bechoil. And therefore the Lishkas HaTloim itself also did not have Kedusha. Because the din is that a Lishka, even if it's Bani B'Kodesh, but if it's Pasuach L'Choil, the entrance is from Choil, it does not have Kedusha. And therefore the Lishkas HaTloim did not have Kedusha because you entered it from the part of the Beis HaMikdash which was Choil. And the Gain continues, why is it that we want that the Lishkas HaTloim should not be Niskadish? Kedei shel yarbitz glolim ba'azara. We don't want the animals relieving themselves in a place that has Kedushas HaZara. So it was posher to the Gain that the Lishkas HaTloim cannot possibly have Kedusha. So the Gain has to explain that the Pesach was Bechol, so it wasn't Niskadish. However, it would seem that according to the Gain it should come out that L'chaira three of the Lishakos were Bechol. The Lishkas HaChaisomais and the small Beis HaMikdash, which were on the Tzofen side, Pashas, they were not Niskadish. And the Gain is adding that the Lishkas HaTloim also was not Niskadish. And if so, three of them would be Bechol. However, if we look carefully in the Mishnah says, Shtayim Bekodesh v'shtayim Bechol. Bekodesh and Bechol means that they were located in the part of the Azor that was Kodesh. Two of them were Bekodesh and two of them were Bechol. But the Mishnah does not say that two of them had Kedusha and two of them did not have Kedusha. And therefore it wouldn't be fair to say that in the Chanami, all the Mishnah is telling us that two of them were built by Kodesh, by Mokan Kodesh, but like the Gain says, even one that was built by Mokan Kodesh did not actually have Kedusha because it was Pasuach L'Choil. Now the Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Perek Hei Halacha Tes, he says, Bayis Godol Hoya B'tzad HaAzara B'tzvayna Mibachutz Bein HaAzara VeAchel. And further in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Arba l'shakos hayuba, shtayim kodesh, v'shtayim choyl. So the Rambam in Halacha Tes, he's describing where exactly was the Beis HaMikdash. He says it was b'tzad ha'azara b'tzvayna, mibachutz, bein ha'azara v'achel. So the Achronim are medayik in this Rambam that he holds that the entire Beis HaMikdash was built outside the area of the Azara. He says it was Bibachutz, Bein HaAzara VeAchel. The Chayik Nosson in Tamid, Chof Heim and Beis is Meirich about this Rambam, and this is how he learns the Rambam that the entire Beis HaMikdash was built Bachutz. And he says the Rambam and Halacha Yud, if we look carefully, the Rambam doesn't say that Shtayim Bakodesh, Shtayim Bachoyel. Not like Rashi that we saw earlier on Tezvavim and Beis, Rashi's girsa was Shtayim Bakodesh v'Shtayim Bechol, like Rashi explained, because the Beis HaMikdash straddled the Azara, half of it was in the Azara and half of it was out, and therefore two of the rooms came out Bikodesh and two Bechol. The Rambam held that the whole thing was Bani Bechol, and the Rambam, when he talks about the Lashokas, he's not talking about where they were, he doesn't say they were Bikodesh or Bechol, he was talking about whether they had Kedusha or not, and he says Shtayim Kodesh v'Shtayim Chol, two of them have Kedusha and two of them don't have Kedusha. And why do they have Kedusha? So the Chayik Nosson that we mentioned discusses this. He has different stadim, possibly because you entered them from Mamokim Kodesh. So even though they were Bani Bechol, but since the Pesach was from Kodesh, so they had Kedusha. Or he says, and he brings a different Makar to say, that even though they were Bani Bechol, nevertheless they were Mekadesh them, they gave them a Kedusha Zazara, even though they weren't actually part of the perimeter of the Azara. And there is such a mustik of being Mekadesh something with Kedusha Zazara. Al Koponim, that's how he learns the Rambam and other Achronim as well, that the Rambam held that the entire Beis HaMikdash was Bani Bechol, and two of the rooms had Kedusha HaZara. And he says, what was the hechach of the Rambam to say that the whole Beis HaMikdad was Bani Bachoil? He says, because the Rambam held that the entire Beis HaMikdad, in other words, the area that was not part of the four rooms, the rest of the Beis HaMikdad, that was all Choil. It did not have Kedushas HaZara. And the right that is from the first Mishnah in Tamid, the Mishnah says that the Beis HaMikdad was a Bayis Gadol, and it was Mukaf Ravdim. It had a ledge all the way around. It was a ledge, Shal Evan Shezikne Beis Av Yeshenim Sham. The older Kaihanim used to sleep there. And the Mefarish over there in the beginning of Tamid is bothered by, how can we say that it was Mukaf Ravdim Shahu Yeshenim Sham? Half of it was Niskadish, and you can't sit, and definitely not sleep, in an area that has Kedushas HaZara. And therefore the Mefarish is Madchik, that it doesn't really mean that there was a ledge all the way around. It just means in the half that was not Niskadish, there was a ledge where they slept on. And the Chag Nosson says the Rambam was bothered by this. The Mishnah Kipchute means that the entire Lishkas Beis HaMikdad was Mukaf Ravdim, and therefore the Rambam learns that the whole thing was Choil. It was Bani B'Choil. And the only part that had Kedusha was the two Lishakais, either because they were Pasuach L'Kodesh, or because they Bedafka wanted to give them Kedusha Sazara. Now, according to the Rambam, which were these two rooms that had Kedusha? Now, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in Midas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, says Mefurish. He's talking about the Paspasin over there, why they had to make a division. And he says that two of the rooms were Kodesh, and he says, Heim Mitzad HaZara. The two rooms that were closer to the Hazara, they were Kodesh. And the other two that were further from the Hazara, they were Choil. So it would come out that the two rooms were Kodesh, were the Lishkas Atzloim, and the Lishkas Lechem Aponim. And according to the Rambam says these two rooms were Kodesh. We can't be madchik like we said before that they were back Kodesh. They were just built by Kedusha, but they did not actually have Kedusha Sazara. Because according to the Rambam, they were Kodesh. And this would be Ha'ara on the Vilna Gaon. The Gra said that the Lishka Satlam was not Niskadish. Because Shlo Yarbitz Glolam Ba'azara, it would seem that the Rambam was not concerned with this. According to the Rambam, it would come out that the Lishka Satlam did have Kedusha Sazara. Now the Gemara on Omer Beis discusses that which the Mishnah says, Kain Gadol Makrav Chelik Bereish, V'Noitel Chelik Bereish. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, Tana Rabbanon, Keitzan Makrav Chelik Bereish, Oimer Oilo Zuani Makrav, Mincha Zuani Makrav. Keitzan Noitel Chelik Bereish, Oimer Chatas Zu Ani Oichel, Osham Zeh Ani Oichel. So the Gvura Sari points out over here, why is it that the Braisa switches? When we talk about being makriv, the Braisa talks about an oila and a mincha. And when we talk about taking a chelek to eat from the carbon, it talks about a chatos and an osham. So he says, Bishlama, we understand by an oila, we could not possibly have been talking about neutral chelek. There's no chelek. Everything goes on the mizbeach. But mincha and osham and chatos, all three of these, we could have spoke about both the hakrova and the achila. All three of these have Akrova and Achila. Why did the Braisa have to switch and talk about Oila and Mincha by Akrova and Chatas and Osham by Achila? And the Gversari wants to say a big Chiddush. He wants to say that the first half, when it says Oila Zuani Makriv, Mincha Zuani Makriv, the Braisa means to say that the Mincha we're talking about is similar to an Oila, a type of Mincha that goes entirely on the Mizbeach. Which Mincha is Kolil La Mizbeach? A Minchas Kain. When a kohen brings a mincha, there's nothing that's nechal, everything goes on the mizbeach. And if so, the Braisa will be telling us the chiddush, that even when a kohen comes and brings his own carbon, for example, he brings a mincha, or the same thing will be true if he brings any other carbon, generally the din is that a kohen has a right to be makrav of his own carbon. Even if he comes when it's not his mishmar, there are other kohenim who are doing the avodah now, it's not his mishmar b'chlal, he has a right to be makrav of his own carbon. The Gemara Baba Kama Kuftes learns this out of a pasuk. It says, "Uba bechol avas nafshoi v'shoyes," that a kohen, even if it's not his mishmar, he has a right to be makrav of his own carbon. And if so, this kohen who's coming to bring his mincha, he can do it, he can be makrav of it, even though the mishmar wants to do it, he has rights over the mishmar. Nevertheless, the Braisa will be telling us that the kohen gadol can take it away from him and be makrav of it. The kohen will not be able to be ma'akev, the kohen gadol, from doing the avodah on this kohen's own carbon. The kohen gadol will have a greater koyach than the mishmar. The mishmar cannot take away a carbon from a kohen, but the kohen gadol can. This is a chiddush of the Gvura Sari. Now the truth is, we can daven about this chiddush, because the lashon that we find in many Rishonim, for example, the Rambam Perakei Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Halacha Yud Beis, when he's talking about this din, that the kohen can come and do the avodah whenever he wants, the lashon is, kohen gadol einai oivid bepayis, ela kol eis sheyirtze lahakriv, makriv kol ma sheyirtze. The Lashon of the Rambam and other Rishonim is that the Chiddush is that the Kohen Gadol does not have to be part of the Pious. He's not equal to the other Kohenim of the Mishmar who have to win the rights to do the Avodah through a lottery. Rather, he can be Makriv whenever he wants. This is Mashma, that the Chiddush is that whatever he would have possibly won through a Pious, he can do even without a Pious. But we can be medayig from this, that when a kohen comes to bring his own carbon, that there is no pious bechlal, the kohen is makrevit on his own, then the kohen gadol cannot take away that avodah. But the Gevurah Sari held not like that. The Gevurah Sari held, even in this case, the kohen can take away the carbon. Now a further ha'ara we can make on this shailah, the Gemara later on in Daf Yutes, there's a siga if the kohenim are shluchei didan or shluchei derachmona. Are kohenim considered a shliach of Klal Yisrael when they do the avodah? Or is it the pshat that the Kohanim are working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're working for the Mikdash, they're not the shliach of the people who are bringing the karbonis? That's the sugya later on. Now Tosfos over there, Yuntes Amud Beis, the end of Dibur HaMaschil Mi'iko, he discusses what's the nafkamina l'maisa, whether they're shluchei derachmona or shluchei didan. And he says, if you hold shluchei derachmona ninu, so when someone brings a karbon, he cannot be ma'akev from a kohen whose mishmar it is from doing the avodah. Because it's not up to him, it's not up to him to decide this kohen is not his shliach. But if you hold that shluchei didan, then he could be ma'akev from a kohen in that mishmar from doing the avodah. Tosfos is mashma over there, they can even choose to give it to a kohen from a different mishmar. This Tarchonim discuss, this would be seem to be a big chiddush. But Al-Kuponim, one thing Tosfos definitely does say, is that if you hold kohenim or shluchei didan, a kohen cannot do an avodah bal korchoch of the bala carbon. And the Sefer Ha'aris from Rabbi Yashiv Zitzal, he discusses, what about a Kohen Gadol? Can a Kohen Gadol come and take a carbon yachid and be makrivit against the will of the Bala carbon? Do we say here also, Kohenim are shluchei didan, and the Kohen Gadol also cannot do avodah bal korcho of the one who's bringing the carbon? And he says, if that would be true, that he cannot do it, bal korcho, then when the Braisa says, Oilas duani makriv, we'll have to be talking about a case of Oilas tzibur, not Oilas yachid. Because in Oilas yachid, if you hold Kohenim are shluchei didan, a Kohen Gadol cannot do against the will of the Bala carbon. Al Kalponim, what's negated to this Gevurah Sari, if you hold like Tosfos on Daf Yutes, that according to the Man Omar Shluchei Didan Ninu, you cannot do a carbon against the will of the Bala carbon, and like Rabbi Yashiv says, even the Kohen Gadol cannot do that. So if so, in the case of the Gevurah Sari, when the Kohen wants to be maker of his own carbon, the Kohen Gadol should not be able to come and take it away Bal Karchoy and be maker of it. Now the Gevurah Sari gives another teretz to his original kasha. Why is it that we split up when we talk about a krava, we talk about a oila and a mincha, and when we talk about being neutel chelek, we talk about a osham and a chatos? And he says we did not want to combine and say that a kohen could be makriv ve'oichel by a osham or a chatos or a mincha, because that would be mashma that the only time a kohen gadol gets a chelek is if he's actually be makriv the carbon. However, if he wasn't makriv it, then we would say that he doesn't have a right to take a chelik. Therefore, the Braisa splits it up and talks about different karbonis to show us that even if he was not makar of anything from this carbon, still he has a right, he can take a chelik from the carbon. The Meiri in Eretz Sugya makes this point as well. He says, even though he wasn't makar of anything from this carbon, nevertheless he has a right to take a chelik to eat from. And Rashi in Harius, Yud Beis Amad Beis, Dibar Maschov, Noitel Chelik Baroish, he also says this. He says, Noitel Chelik Baroish, Afal Pisha Einoi Makriv. Now the Gevurah Sari is Maisav, he says, what is the pshat that he could take a Chelik even though he wasn't Makriv? He says, The Yofe Koichai Ka'anche Mishmar. Afal Gavd Ein Makriv, Ele Echen Mehen, Kulam Cholkin Ve'oichlin. The din is that all the Anshei Mishmar have a right to take a Chelik in the carbon, not only the Kohen who is Makriv that specific carbon. The Basar is divided to all the Anshei Mishmar, and the Kohen Gadol himself is like the Anshei Mishmar, therefore he gets a chelik even though he was not makriv. The Mashmois of the Gevurah Sari is that the Kohen Gadol is considered a chelik of the Anshei Mishmar, and that's why he can get a chelik even though he wasn't makriv, just like the Anshei Mishmar get a chelik even those that were not makriv. And therefore it would come out from this Gevurah Sari that even though we know the Kohen Gadol really has a mile over other kohanim, he can take whichever chelik he wants, he can choose the best part, but it's mashma that if he would not be considered one of the Anshei Mishmar, then he wouldn't get a chelik bechlal. So therefore the first step we have to say is that he has a right to get a chelik even though he wasn't makriv, because he's like one of the rest of the Anshei Mishmar. And then we can also be mechadish more than that, that he can either even take whichever chelik he wants, he can choose the best chelik. Now this yesod, that the Kohen Gadol is like one of the Anshei Mishmar, Reb Shach and Avi Ezri, Perek Hei, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Yud Beis, he discusses this yesod. And he's going that which the Rambam paskins over there. The Rambam says, Harehu Bekotshei HaGvul Kishar HaKoyanim. This is a Tosefta here in the first parak of Yuma that says that even though we say the Kohen Gadol is Makrev Chelik Baroish, Venoitel Chelik Baroish, but Bekotshei Gvul, he's like any one of the other Koyanim. And the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos here on Er Mishnah brings this din as well. Now what exactly is Kotshei HaGvul? So the Avi Ezri discusses, he says, L'chayre means like Trumo or Chalo. The Gemara in Baba Kama Kuf Yud Amud Beis lists 10 things which are considered Kotshei HaGvul. Truma, Chala, Pidina Ben, amongst other things. However, Reb Shach asks, what does it mean that the Kohen Gadol is like one of the other Anshei Mishmar? These things, Truma and Chala, are not divided by the Anshei Mishmar. The din is that the Bailam has a Toivas Hano, he can choose any Kohen he wants to give these Matonis. So what does it mean that the Kohen Gadol is like one of the Anshei Mishmar by Kotshei HaGvul? So he says it's like, for example, there are certain Kotshei HaGvul that are Nischalik to the Anshei Mishmar, like Gezel HaGer. If someone steals from a ger and the ger is nifter, the din is that it goes to the kainim. Which kainim get it? The kainim of the Anshei Mishmar. Or also stay achuza, if it wasn't nifte, and yoivo comes, the din is that it's yoitzel le kainim. Which kainim get it? The Anshei Mishmar. Or stay charomim. These are examples that are divided by the Anshei Mishmar. And that the Rambam is saying, and the Tosefter says, that the Kohen Gadol gets a chilek equal to any other of the Anshei Mishmar. And on this, Avi Ezri asks, what does it mean? Why is the Kohen Gadol like one of the Anshei Mishmar? L'chor, he's not shaykh to any specific Anshei Mishmar. The din is that avodah he can do whenever he wants. But where do we see that he's considered a part of one of the Anshei Mishmar? And therefore, the Avi Ezri is mechadish. He says, once we find that a Kohen Gadol can come and do avodah whenever he wants, we see from that that the Kohen Gadol is considered part of every single one of the Mishmaris. And therefore, if the Mishmar receives Gezel Ager, or Estei Achuzo, or Estei Charomim, even though the Kohen Gadol cannot take it all for himself, here it's not Nischadish that it's Neutel Chelik Baroish, but nevertheless, since he's one of the members of every Mishmar, so he can divide together with that Mishmar. And this seems to be the same Yisai that the Gevurah Sari is saying, that in order for the Kohen Gadol to take a Chelik, even though he was not Makar of that specific carbon, the Pshat is because he's considered one of the Anshei Mishmar. And Einech Hanami is Nischadish that he's Neutel Chelik Baroish, that he's even better than the other Kainim, he can choose whichever Chelik he wants, but the first step would be to say that he's considered one of the Anshei Mishmar. Without that, he would not have gotten a Chelik Bechlal. Now the Chasdei David on Tosefta over here, he seems to say otherwise. He says that when the Tosefta says that the Kohen Gadol is Nischalik with the other Kainim, Bekotshei HaGvul, he says that means to say that if the Mishmar that the Kohen Gadol is Shaykh to, if his Mishmar received either a Steachuzo or a Gezel Ager, then the Kohen Gadol gets a Chelik together with the other Kohenim. The Mashmois of this Chasdei David is that the Kohen Gadol is Shaykh to one specific Mishmar, bestowed with the same Mishmar that he was before he was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, when he was a Kohen Hedyot. And the Chasdei David says, then he'll get a Chelik together with the other Kohenim in his Mishmar. But it would be Mashmar that he's not considered a member of every Mishmar. Now in the Sefer Shmuis Chaim on Yuma, he brings a few rayas to the Yisoid of the Avi Ezri, that the Kohen Gadol is considered a member of every Mishmar. He says, firstly, the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol is not Ovid B'Payis, Elo Kol Eish Yirtzeh L'Hakriv Makriv. He doesn't have to be part of the Payis, he could be Makriv whenever he wants. That would be Mashmar that even without the Chiddush of Kol Eish Yirtzeh L'Hakriv Makriv, but definitely he's not worse than any one of the other Kohenim in the Mishmar. He would have been able to do Avaida if he wins the Pais. That's Mashmar that the Kohen Gadol would be considered a member of every one of the Mishmaris. Another Raya he brings is from the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Omer Aleph, which quotes our Sugya Behemshech, Rebbe brings a Joshua, V'hoysa la'aron u'labonov, mechta la'aron u'mechta la'bonov. Rebbe holds that the Lechem Aparim is divided equally between Aaron u'bonov. And the Gemara over there says, the Pshat in the Joshua is like this, because B'lav hachi Aaron bar chaluka. Why does the Torah have to specify Aaron? Anyhow, Aaron could get a chelik together with the other kainim. Lahachi parat be'rachmano le'mishkal palgo. The Gemara says that's how we know that Aaron gets half because he already would have been able to get a chelik. The Torah goes out of its way to say Aaron ubonov specifies Aaron to show that he gets half. The Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shiurim above Basra Ois Tof Kuf Beis asks Akasha, why is it so poshut that Aaron would get a chelik? Every kohen only gets a chelik in the mishmar that he's part of. So the Torah has to specify Aaron to tell us that he can get a chelik with every mishmar. But where do you see that Aaron gets half? He gets just as much as everyone else put together. So from here's a raya, the Shmuz Chaim says, from this kasha we see that it's poshut that the kohen gadol is part of each and every mishmar. And therefore the Gemara says that Aaron did not have to be specified. Either way, we knew that he could have gotten the chelik. So the Torah says, Aaron Ubanov to tell us, Mechtel Aaron Umechtel Ubanov. One more raya that we'll mention that the Shmuz Chaim brings, there's a kasha from Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlau in his Pirush on the Resag. It's in the first chelik, Omid Shin Ayin Zayin. He brings a kasha, the Gemara Yidvomas Dav Mem says, a drosha matzis toichel b'mokim kodesh. This is the mitzvah of the achila of the menachos. The Gemara says it's an extra pasuk, because there's already an earlier pasuk that says, v'hanoyser min amincha yoichlu. And the Gemara says, hava amina rotza hu oichla, rotza koyin achar oichla. Tamuloymer matzis toichlu b'mokim kodesh. The extra pasuk is to tell us, dafka this koyin has to eat it and not any other koyin. Now, Tosis over there has two pshatim. What does this Gemara mean? The first part of Tosis is that the drasha is coming to tell us that dafka the kohen of that mishmar or that beis av have to eat the carbon, and you cannot give it to a kohen from a different mishmar. The second pshat of Tosis is that the drasha is telling us that the kohen who is a makriv of this carbon, he has to get some chelik in the carbon. He doesn't have to eat the whole thing. The whole thing is divided between the anshei mishmar. But you have to make sure that he at least gets one chelik, the kohen who is makriv it. Now he asks the kasher of Yeruchim Fishel, Asugya says that the Kohen Gadol can say, Chatas zu ani yoichel, Oshem zu ani yoichel, Pashas amincha as well, the Kohen Gadol can take what he wants. Like we'll see soon, the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbonis, Peregyur, Alocha Gyur Ches, the Rambam says, Kohen Gadol oichel, Sheloi b'chaluka, El noitel kol masher reitze. The Kohen is unlimited, he can take what he wants. And the Kasha is, if so, if he does this, we're being mevata on essay. Tosis explains that the Gemara's drasha is that the Anshei Mishmar have to eat the carbon. How could we be mevatel this essay and let the Kohen Gadol take whatever he wants? And the Shmuz Chaim says, according to this Yisai, the kasha is not shver. The Kohen Gadol is considered a member of every mishmar. And if the Kohen Gadol takes and eats, that's not being mevatel the mitzvah's essay. The Anshei Mishmar is eating the carbon. This would answer only according to the first Teretz of Tosis. According to the second Teretz of Tosis, that the makrav has to get a chelik of the carbon, then it would still be shver. The chayr of the Kohen Gadol should not be able to take the entire carbon, because then he would be mevatel the essay. The makrav will not end up getting any chelik of the carbon. Akoponim, that's the yisoid of the Aviezri, Pashas the Gvur Savri is saying like that, like the Shmuz Chaim brings many rayas to, that the Kohen Gadol is considered a member of every mishmar. However, like we said, the Chazdei David on the Tosefta is mashmur not like this. He holds that the Kohen Gadol is considered a member only of the one mishmar that he was always part of. He's not considered a member of each and every mishmar. Now the Braisa brings a machloikas Rebbe and the Chachamim how to divide the lechem upon him. Rebbe says that mechtel Aaron or mechtel Labanov, that's the drasha of hoysel Aaron or Labanov, like we explained earlier, the Gemara in Baba Basar Kuf Mem Gimel explains that Aaron anyways would have gotten a chelik, the Torah singles him out, that he should get half. And the Chachamim hold no that he gets one less than half. So therefore, if they were dividing 12 instead of 6, he would get 5. And if there were only 10 to divide, instead of 5, he'll get 4. Now the Gemara originally was bothered by, according to the Chachamim, it can't be that he gets 1 out of the 2 Shtei Alechem, and therefore that part of the Braisa would have to go according to Rebbe. And that the Gemara answers no, that Lav Oirech Ara L'Mesev Prusa L'Kohen Gadol, and therefore you could give 1 out of the 2 of the Shtei Alechem to the Kohen Gadol. Now Tosfos over here, on Dibur Maschel Umbaydu, Tosfos says the Gemara really knew the whole time that you can't give a Prusa to the Kohen Gadol. Because if not, what will be the pshat? Why is it that when there's 12 to divide, we give 5 to the Kohen Gadol? In other words, instead of 6, we take off 1/6 and we give 5 to the Kohen Gadol. And when there's 10 to divide, instead of 5, we give 4. They're taking off a fifth. So why is it that sometimes you take off a sixth and sometimes you take off a fifth? So it must be the Gemara knew the whole time, Lav Erech Ara, you don't start dividing the Lechem. You always give them a whole amount. And therefore you always give 5 or 4. However, the Gemara thought that since you can't give half to the Kohen Gadol, according to the Rabbanon, so if you have a choice, either to give a broken lechem to the Kohen Gadol, or to give him shava b'shava the same amount equal to everyone else, it would be better to give him a broken piece than to give him equal to everyone else. On that, the Gemara answers, Lav Erech Ara, so therefore it's better to give him shava b'shava with everyone else than to give him a broken piece. Now what exactly is the pshat in the shita of the Rabbanon? Why do the Rabbanon hold that you get a little bit less than half? So the Gevurah Suri asks this as a kasha. He says, "Mamonav Shach, do the Rabbanon hold of the drasha of Rebbe or not? If they do not hold of the drasha of Mechta L'Aaron or Mechta L'Bonav, then Mehechit Teisa Bechlal, that the Kohen Gadol should get close to half. Where do we get that amount from? Why can't he take so much? We don't have such a drasha. Elamai then mask him to the drasha, that Mechta L'Aaron or Mechta L'Bonav, so why do they have to take less than half?" So the Gevurah Suri says, and he quotes that Tosfos mentioned this also, that this is also a svar of Lav Oirech Ara. Be'etzem, the Kohen Gadol really has a right to take half. Rabbanon do hold of the drasha of Mechtel Aaron u'Mechtel Labanov. But it's Lav Oirech Ara, it's not proper that he should take equal to everyone else put together, so he takes slightly less than half. And this really was the shakel of Atari of the Gemara according to Tosfos. Both of these are svaras of Lav Oirech Ara. First of all, that the Kohen Gadol should not take an equal share to everyone else. And secondly, Lav Oirech Ara, to give the Kohen Gadol La Prusa. And the shakel of Atari was which Lav Oirech Ara overrides the other one. Originally, the Gemara held that the Lav Oirech Ara of taking an equal share, that's more important not to be over that, and we'd rather give the Kohen Gadol La Prusa. And that the Gemara concludes, no, giving a Kohen Gadol La Prusa, that's worse, and we'd rather give him an equal share to everyone else. That's Tosfos' shot. And the Tosfos' Yishonim, if we look, he says in Dibra HaMaschol, the Amri Lo Shakel Palga, he's going in the Shita of the Rabbanon, and the Lashon is, U'mechta la'aron u'mechta la'banav lav dafka she'yitol keneged kulam, el'akar of l'mechta. The Mashmois of the Tosfos Yishonim is that the Rabbanon are maskim to the Joshua of mechta la'aron u'mechta la'banav, but it's lav dafka mamash half, rather kar of l'mechta. Now perhaps the Tosfos Yishonim as well means, like the Tosfos and the Gevurah Suri, that really the Joshua is mechta la'aron u'mechta la'banav, but it's lav oirech ara, and therefore we give him a little less than half. Now the Ritva says differently. The Ritva says that the Rabbanon do not hold Bechlal of the Joshua of the Rebbe. And where do we get that according to the Rabbanon they could take slightly less than half? He says, Efshar Gemara Gemirla. Maybe there was a Mesaira to such a din. But it's not learned out of the Pasuk. Now according to the Ritva, the Shakel of Atari of the Gemara will be differently. The Havmin of the Gemara we held, since it's Gemirla, since we know there's a din, that a Kohen Gadol has to take less than half, so how can he possibly take one challah out of two challahs? And even though giving him a prusa is lav oirech ara, but we can't possibly give him a half. It's Gemirla that he can't take a half. So what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara answers lav oirech ara. So here we need to explain a little bit according to the Ritva. What happened to the din? You can't get a half. So the Ritva himself feels necessary to explain the Gemara, and this is his lashon. He says, "Mekivan dekein leisagid leilametin lechala mishtei chalais." Since you can't give him a prusa, so then already you have to give him one chala out of two. L'chayr, the Ritva means once you can't give him a prusa, so he would end up with nothing. And leisagid leilametin lechala mishtei chalais. You have to at least give him one. You can't give him nothing. So the whole gemiri that he should get less than everyone else is only if that way he'll get something. But if he's going to end up with nothing, then there's no din that he has to get less than everyone else. Now let's look back at the lashon of the Braisa. This is actually a Tosefta here in the beginning of Yuma. Keitza noitel chelik b'roish, oimer chatazu ani oichel, osham ze ani oichel. V'noitel chalom ishtei chalois, arboi chomesh v'meis alechem aponim, Rabbi Yomer l'oilom chomesh. Now the Tosefta Rosh over here brings a kasha b'shem the Yerushalmi. The kasha is, hocha hu nosiv kulo, hocha hu nosiv palgo. What's the pshat? The chatas and the osham, the mashmois is that he can take the whole thing. It doesn't say that he can only take a chelik. And by the lechem upon him, and the shtei lechem, it says that he should take half. So the Yerushalmi answers, Amar Reb Zeira, kan b'kar ben yochid, kan b'kar ben tzibur. By the shtei lechem and the lechem upon him, that's a kar ben tzibur. There's a din that he takes half. But by a kar ben yochid, if there's a private chatas or osham that someone brings, the Kohen Gadol can come and say that he wants to take the whole thing. And it's mashma that both according to Rebbe and according to the Rabbanon, by a kar ben yochid, the Kohen Gadol could take the whole thing. However, there's no explanation given why there should be a chilek between a carbon yochid and a carbon tzibur. Perhaps by a carbon yochid, there's always new carbonis, there's no set amount, there can always be more. So the Kohen Gadol, if he wants to come and take one, he can take this one. The Anshe Mishmer will take the next one. By a carbon tzibur, there's a set amount, it's a dover kotzuv. There's a din that it's divided equally, or according to the Rabbanon, he gets a little bit less than half. Now, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tzmidim Musafim Perek Dawud Halacha Yud Dawud, he paskins the din by lechem upon him. He says, Kohen Gadol la'olam noitel mikol mishmer chatzi achalos shezocha behen shenemar v'hoisel la'aron u'labanav mechtel la'aron u'mechtel la'banav. He paskins like Rebbe over here that the Kohen Gadol can take half. And the Rambam in Hilchas Kleyam Migdosh Perek Hay Halacha Yud Beis, he says, Ketzad, how is the Kohen Gadol noitel chelik b'roish? Kishayir to'aymer zu'achatas shali v'zu'a osham shali. The Rambam brings both dinim of the Tosefta Kitzurasa. He doesn't say any chilek about a carbon yochid and a carbon tzibur. He just brings the way the Tosefta says b'fonenu. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser Karbonos, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Ches, there he says a lashon kohen gadol oichel shaloi b'chaluko, el noitel kol masher roitze. There the Rambam is mashma that the kohen gadol can take from the carbon as much as he wants. The Rambam doesn't make any mention about taking half. So we don't find any chilek in the Rambam between a carbon yochid and a carbon tzibur. In the Sefer Yiriyah Shloimoy, on the Rambam Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh that we mentioned, he says that when the Rambam says Zu achatos shali, the Rambam means that there's a few chatois over there. There are a number of chatois that were brought, and the Kohen Gadol can take one for himself. But Einachanam, if there's only one chatos, then he can't go and take the whole thing. Then he has to take half. He tries to make these two Rambams coincide that Einachanam, you can always take only half and not more than half. And there's no difference between the Lechem Aponim and other Karbonis. By both of them, the Rambam holds you can only take half. And this Rambam means there are other Karbonis available. But Lemaisa would seem to be Shver still. The Rambam doesn't mention anywhere the din of taking half by a Karbon. The only place that he mentions it is by Lechem Aponim. So there's another Mahalach in the Rambam that the Achronim say, which is based on a Raven in Teres Koyanim. It's in Parashas Tav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk says, V'hanoyseres mimenu yoichlu aronu bonov. And the Torah's kind of makes a drosho, La'aron t'chilo v'achakach lebonov. La'aron shaloi b'machloikis u'lebonov b'machloikis. The Pasuk says, aronu bonov, to tell us that aron's first and then bonov. Aron does not take with a chaluka and his bonim do. And the Ravid explains that machloikis means chaluka. And the drasha of the Teres Kainim is that even though we have a pasuk that says v'chol mincha belulu b'shemen v'chareiva l'chol b'nei aron tia ish ke'ochiv, that's a pasuk in Perek Zayin. Pasuk Yud, there the pasuk says that all b'nei aron have to divide equally. Kan hoitzi aron mechlal bonov loymar shehu loy b'chaluka. Here the Torah separated Aaron to say that he does not have to take with a chaluka together with the rest of the bonim. Ela kol ma sheyirtze yitol. Oimer mincha zuani oichel, chatas zuani oichel. This is all the lashon of the Ravid. However, the Ravid continues, miu haroi lechaluka, something which is roi to be divided, kegoin chalois shatzeres, vechalois shalechem aponim, vechin b'shar chalois shal menochois, inay noitel akol la'atzmoi, v'gam mechza inay noitel, ela pochas mi mechza, v'rebi choylik, v'oimer mechza la'arnu mechza lebonov, u'mapik taima midiksiv lechem aponim, v'oisel la'arnu lebonov. So the Ravid quotes this part of the Mishnah that says the machloek is Rebbe and the Rabbanon if you take half or less than half. And the Ravid says that's by Dover Sheyesh by Chaluka. Like the Lechem Aponim and the Shtei Alechem and the other Menachos which have a number of Chalois. And he continues, Mikol Mokem with Dover Sheyin Aroyin LeChaluka, something which is not divisible, Kegoin Mincha Achas, Oichatos Achas, Va'alshom Achas, Hu Noitel Kiritzoinoi, the Lav Oirech Aro, the Rav is being mechalik between Dover Sheyesh b'chaluka and Dover Sheein b'chaluka. Something which is Yesh b'chaluka, there there's a din how much he's supposed to take, either half or less than half. That's like by Lechem Aponim, by Shtei Alechem, or other chalis of mincha. But if you have a whole mincha, one single mincha, which will have to be cut and divided, or one chatos, will have to divide one animal, there's no such din that he takes mechza. And he takes whatever he wants. So it would seem, according to the Rav, that there's two different drushas. The drusha that Abraiser brings, V'hoysa la'arnu lebonov, mechta la'arnu, mechta lebonov. And the drusha of the Teres Kayanim, V'aniseres femenu yoichlu arnu bonov, arn shaloi b'chaluka, ubonov b'chaluka. And the Rav explains that the drusha of V'hoysa la'arnu bonov, mechta la'arnu, mechta lebonov, that's dava sheyesh b'chaluka. Something which has a number of parts to it, so it's divisible. There the Kohen Gadol gets half, or a little bit less than half. But Dover She'ein V'chaluka, one behema or one mincha, there we can't say that he should get half, or a chelik. There the Kohen Gadol, if he wants, he can take the whole thing. And this could be pshat in the Rambam as well. The Rambam only mentions mechza by Lechem Aponim. That's a Dover She'esh B'chaluka. But by Karbonos, the Rambam says, Oimer zu achatos shali, zu asham shali, he can take the whole thing. Or like the Rambam and Meister Karbonis, he says, Oichal shalei b'chaluka, ela noitel kol masher reitze. There's no specific amount that he's supposed to take. Because since it's one whole item, lav oirech ara lameisiv leipalga, the Torah did not want to designate a specific part for him, that would not be mechobed for the Kohen Gadol. So all we do is we say that he can take whatever he wants, and if he wants, he can even take the whole thing. This is the mahalach that some want to say in the Rambam, but perhaps you can say a further chilek. The Rambam is mashma that there's a fundamental difference between the chalukah of lechem aponim and other karbonis. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash is talking about all the dinim of the Kohen Gadol, all the schuyos that the Kohen Gadol has. And the lashon over there is the Rambam says, kesheroitze lavoid, yachol lavoid, if he wants to do avoid, he can do avoida. Kesheroitze oimer zu achatos shali, he has a schos to come and say, I'm taking this chatos, vizu osham shali. Those are all the schuyos of the Kohen Gadol. However, in Hilchos Tzmidim u'Musafin, there the Rambam is talking about how to divide the lechem aponim, how it's divided amongst the mishmaris, and there the Rambam says, how much does the Kohen Gadol get? Kohen Gadol olam noitol, we call mishmar chatzi achalis. This Rambam is not mashma that it's a schus that the Kohen Gadol could come and say, I'm taking away the lechem aponim. The Rambam does not use that lashon kishiroitze yochol loimar chetchevani noitol. The Rambam says that the lechem aponim is divided between the mishmaris and the Kohen Gadol. The mashmois is that the original chalukah, the intention is that half of the lechem aponim should be neschalek to the mishmar and half to the Kohen Gadol. It's not that the Kohen Gadol has a schus to come and ask for it. Rather, the Torah originally intended that it should be divided this way. And the truth is, even the lashon of the Braisa is a little bit mashm like that. The Braisa says, Oimer chata zuan yoichel, osham zuan yoichel, v'noitel chala mishtei chalais. It doesn't say, Oimer chala achas mishtei chalais ani noitel. In the Rambam, the Dik is a bit stronger. The Rambam, the lashon is, kishayirtze oimer. The Rambam says that, kishayirtze, he says, chata zuan yoichel, osham zuan yoichel, and by the lechem upon him, the Rambam says, noitel. So the Rambam understood the drasha of Ahisa la'arnu lebanov, mechta la'arnu mechta lebanov. The Torah is telling us how luchat chila to divide it. Now, Erech Hanami, if the Kohen Gadol wouldn't want, he could surely be mevater and not take his full share. But the Ikar Chalukah, the original intention of the Torah was that it should be Mechtel Aaron or Mechtel Abanav. The Torah doesn't say anything that if he wants, he could come and ask for it. The Torah tells us how to divide it. Now, we could learn in the Rambam as well, similar to what we were saying before in the Ravid, that there's really two Joshas. The Rambam could be maskim to the Josh of the Teres Kayanim, Vanisaris Bimenu Yoichlu Aaron Ubanov, Aaron Tchila Vachakach Banov. That pasuk is talking about a regular mincha. There it's Mistarba, the Torah is telling us that Aaron has a schus to come and ask for some of it. He can take from the mincha, but there the pshat is not that part of it is designated mitchilo for Aaron Ubanov. It's not Mistarba that from every mincha that anyone in Klal Yisrael brings, half of it is intended for the Kohen Gadol. That's not Mistarba. What's the Kohen Gadol going to do with so many minochas? So that drasha is telling us a different gedder. There the din is it's a schus that the Kohen Gadol can come and ask for the mincha. And from that, the same thing we would learn to chatas and a osham, the Kohen Gadol could say chatas zuani yoichel, osham zuani yoichel. And only by lechem aponim, there we have a different drasha. V'hoysa la'arnu lebonov, mechta la'arnu, mechta lebonov, that's a different gedder. There the Torah is telling us that half of it is intended for the Kohen Gadol and half for the mishmar. By Shtei Alechem as well, the Rambam in Perek Ches, Tvidim and Musaf and Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, V'chein Shtei Chalois, Noitel Kohen Gadol Achas Mehem. V'asheini Mishchalek Es Lecham Mishmaris. The Rambam there also is Mashma, that the Shtei Alechem is originally intended, one should be for the Kohen Gadol, and one for the other Mishmaris. Like the Mishmaris of the Braisa as well by us, that the Shtei Alechem also is originally intended to go one Chala to the Kohen Gadol. That perhaps is learned out from the Lechem Aponim. That it has the same gather, that it's not a din that the Kohen Gadol has to ask for it, rather it's intended originally for the Kohen Gadol. So it will come out that the Mahalach in the Rambam is similar to the Mahalach we said in the Ravid. Just the Ravid understood that the two drashas, one is for when it's Yesh Bei Chalukah, and one is for Ein Bei Chalukah. And the Rambam holds that the two drashas are two different gedarim. One is for Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim. There the Torah is telling us that it's originally intended to go half to the Kohen Gadol. And the other drasha is a different gedder, a din that the Kohen has a schus to ask, that's by all other menachos and by chatos v'ashomos. There it's not that it's originally intended for him, rather it's a schus that he can ask to get a chelik of the carbon, or even the whole carbon if he wants. Now one final nekuda on this sugya, about the Kohen Gadol noitel chelik b'roish, the Chofetz Chaim in his pirush Zevach Toida on the sugya, he asks the following shayla. This din that the Kohen Gadol can take whatever chelik he wants, is that only for his own achila, or can he take and give it to someone else? And at first the Chofetz Chaim says that if he takes, he doesn't have to eat it all himself, he can give it to whoever he wants. However, he's medayik that the lashon of the Gemara is, chatas zu ani oichel, osham zu ani oichel. The mashmois is that he has to take what he intends to eat. And therefore he concludes, Efshar dafkem lekech mitchila kadei la'ichla la'atzmai. Perhaps only if he took it originally intending to eat it for himself, then if he had left over he could give it to someone else. But he can't take originally something that he does not plan on eating. According to that, then the pashtus chatas zushani eichel does not mean the whole chatas. The Kohen Gadol cannot possibly finish all the basar of the chatas in one day and one night. So it would mean that a chelik of the chatas he takes, and the diak is that he can only take what he plans on eating for himself. However, this is not pashut, because by the lechem aponim, where the Kohen Gadol takes either four or five of the chalos, now each challah of the lechem aponim was two isreinim. So four or five chalos would be eight or ten isreinim. And the lechem aponim has to also be eaten yoim v'layla. So from when it was nischalik on Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol would have to finish his chalik by that night. And 8 or 10 isreinim is definitely not a normal amount for a Kohen Gadol to finish in this allotted time. So that would seem to be ha'ara on the Chofetz Chaim. However, perhaps we can say, based on what we said before, Bedas HaRambam, that there's a chilik b'yisoida between the chaluka of lechem aponim and the noital chilik b'roish that the Kohen Gadol takes from other karbonis, that from other karbonis it's a schus that the Kohen Gadol can take. That perhaps is totally only on what he plans on eating for himself. Like the Chofetz Chaim was mdaik in the Lashon of the Braisa. Chatas zuani yoichel, oshem zuani yoichel. He can't take what he doesn't plan on eating. Masha inkin, the lechem upon him, we were mdaik in the Gemara and in the Rambam, that mitchila, it's intended for the Kohen Gadol, perhaps over there it's different, there he can take it even though he doesn't plan on eating it for himself, he can give it out to others. There's a different gather. There the Torah tells us, v'hoysa la'aron ulabonov, that half of the lechem are intended for Aaron Ubanov, that is not dependent on what he plans on eating. And the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis on Er Mishnah seems to be meduik like this as well. He says, "Ukemoy kein yoichel mina karbonos hanecholos eiza shir sheyirtze." The Kohen Gadol has a schus to eat from the karbonos whatever shir he would like. That's mashma that he can take to eat. He cannot take to give out. And like we mentioned before, by the lechem upon him, where it gets four or five chalos, that he's definitely not taking to eat. So this again will be mashma that there are different gedder. The din lechem upon him is that it's originally intended for him, he doesn't have to come ask for it, and there he gets it even if he does not plan on eating it by himself. Masha'enk and other kabbarnis, he has a schus to ask. There the mashmais is that he has a schus to ask for what he himself plans on eating, but not to give out to others.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.